Hi everyone. Happy Friday. At least it's Friday right now while I'm recording this. It's your girlfriend Tess. It's gonna be a spooky episode. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode and you have been telling your friends and your family and you're spreading the word and just building upon our relationship and just spreading the love everywhere in this crazy, angry world right now. Okay, so this one's a little bit bonkers, okay? It's October, so we are gonna talk aliens and ghosts. This one, I don't know. This one you're gonna have to stick around for until the end, and then you let me know your kind of take on it. This is something that actually happened to me. What makes it a little bit scarier is it happened, I don't know if I would even say okay, let's talk about it, but what does make it a little bit bizarre though is that I was not drinking. I was not on drugs. Shit, I don't even smoke, okay? So it wasn't even nighttime or in a spooky place or anything weird. I could hear the kids fucking Disney Channel or whatever the fuck, Disney movie that they had in their room because I laid them down for a nap. It was probably like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, bright sunny day. All my windows, I have two windows in my room, and all this light was going on. So yeah, okay. But before all that. I do want to say that this is just my personal experience. This is something that just happened to me. You know, you could believe it or you don't have to believe it. It doesn't really matter. But I am being vulnerable right now and I am sharing this with you. I would like to say that there is a very few handful of people that actually know about this. So you should feel fucking special right now. You are special. I love you. And obviously I'm proving it to you by trusting you enough to share this with you right now. And like I said, it's October. I feel like I'm ready for it. This happened when I was like 24. I am now 30. I'm 30. Now you know the secret's out. I'm 30 years old now. So this is 6 years ago. In this last like 6 years, I've shared it with very few people and only people that I super trust. Because it can be a little bit like embarrassing, like one of those crazy people is like, you know, talking about their alien abduction stories or something. This really happened to me and, it is a little bit bizarre, but I'm so excited to share with you. Okay. I'm gonna shut up now. Okay. We're gonna talk about it. Okay. So set the scene. Here we are. My room. We're in my bedroom. This happened in my bedroom. Middle of the day, I think it was like a Tuesday or something. It was like, it's a so normal time. Okay. So normal. My kids were still smaller at the time. And so they were taking naps, put them down for a nap. Like as parents do, finally in making, you know, the bed, I just made my bed and I'm dusting off the dresser. And how my room was set up at that time is I have two large windows in my main bedroom area and my bed, was in front of the window, whereas like behind the headboard was the window. Okay. Just for reference. And so if you were like, say, sitting on the bed, if you were sitting at the end of the bed with like your feet over the bed, you're sitting at the end of the bed, you would be facing a bathroom straight in front of you. And to the left, there would be a door, which is the bedroom little hall kind of thing. And then the doorway and, a dresser on the left right there. So I just in the bed and I was dusting that dresser that was kind of by the door. While I was dusting, you know, when you have it in your peripheral, you know, that word vision, right? You know, when you see someone in your peripheral vision and they just kind of, you know, that you saw like somebody, but you don't have exact features. Well, somebody like walked into my bedroom, but what was crazy was as immediately as they walk in, I can't stay awake. It was like being drugged. Like if you ever have been to like the dentist or whatever, and they have you like wear that little thing and they count down, or if you've had like a surgery or something and they give you that stuff like before they start the operation. It was like that. Like I couldn't. And I panicked. I panicked. Like, fuck, I was scared because I knew somebody walked in. I knew my kids were in there. My babies were in there watching their thing and like taking a nap. And I didn't know what to do. Like, I was like, oh my God. What was crazy was when they walked in, it was like, I could kind of, it was like a man kind of shape. And it was like a brightish blue green, a blue green like color of like I wouldn't say like a glow, but kinda like a brightness. Okay. And they walk in and I'm like, I am panicking, my heart is racing. I was like, someone is breaking in, you know, and I don't really know what's happening to me. But I kind of feel myself like stumble and like fall into my bed. And as soon as I do, there's like a I guess like a pressure, like someone kind of grabbed, like holding on to me. Like that, it was like that person was holding on to me. And they were, I'm like in my head, I'm going over, I'm like talking in my head, like, oh my gosh, is this an alien abduction or whatever? And the response from this person was kind of telepathic, which was kind of weird, because I didn't get an actual voice, but I also did. It's very hard to explain, I guess, but they were just responding to me and kind of jokingly laughing, like, no, it's not, you know, but I'm like, what the fuck, right? So it was crazy. I felt myself kind of being like lifted up or like levitated. I kid you not, I felt myself go out of like my bedroom, like transcend fucking all logic and like go through my bedroom window. I don't know if it was open or whatever. I mean, no, it was not open, but I don't know like how I got out, if they got it open or whatever. But I feel like I kind of floated out and I could feel the sun on my skin and I could feel like the breeze in the air and it was insane. And I was like, straight up abduction. I'm being abducted right now. Oh my God. Like, and I'm like panicking. I'm like, are my kids going to be abducted? You know, obviously the mom in me is like, first thing, I'm scared about my kids. I'm so scared. And I feel kind of like a force movement, like a whoosh, I guess. And it kind of feels like being like slammed into concrete. But like three times, like, pff, pff, you know, that was my sound effect. You like that? You're welcome. Okay. So it kind of felt like being kind of like pushed through like these concrete like things, but obviously what I say concrete because I feel like it was like a brutal like force through, but it didn't I was obviously didn't I didn't feel hurt or anything like that, but I felt like it took an immense amount of like pressure or like energy, I guess, to like go through these barriers. The next thing I knew, this is so scary, okay? The next thing I knew, I'm standing across the street from my old junior high school. And that thing that's with me, that guy that's with me, he's kind of like standing behind-ish next to me. But every time I try to like look at him, it's like too bright and I just don't get a clear face or but I could like feel that his presence, like a manly-ish body is near me. So he has me look across the street and he was like, okay, you look over there. And I look across the street and there's like an old wing of like the where the sixth graders were, like where you went in sixth grade, and I was in sixth grade around here. It's considered junior high. So it's sixth grade. And I look and I'm looking through like these windows across the street. And I see myself. I see myself. Now, this was some crazy shit. I see my sixth grade self. Okay, think about this. I don't know like how why this is so scary. This was completely frightening, but I could see I'm watching my sixth grade self across the street with this guy. Like Ebenezer Scrooge status, right? Where he like sees himself when he's like, you know, going back in time. But I actually see myself. And if you've ever actually seen yourself before in a dream, why is that so scary? Especially seeing, I'm like looking at my younger self, it was scary as fuck. And he basically says that he's been watching me since I was here, so about 11 years old. And I'm like, what? And for a second, I forgot that I kind of like flew there until after he says that, he kind of like picks me up. I guess like he's behind me somehow, and I'm like attached to him somehow, and we're flying like. And I'm scared immediately because we're like high in the air and I'm afraid of heights. And it's like a Zoom. It's like a really powerful like motion, I guess. And we go again through like these kind of these intense like barriers, like this. Like I said, it feels like it would go like busting through a concrete wall. It's like, but you, I'm not still, again, I'm not hurt. And then I'm flying through this crazy looking city that has these buildings that I would say are reminiscent of like India, like and ancient ruins. It's like a blend of that, but with modern like skyscrapers and buildings, right? It was very odd. It was like a mixture of multiple like time periods, I guess, into like this one place. And the whole time I'm trying to like look behind me and see, and I'm asking, are you an alien? Like, am I being abducted? And he's kind of like laughing at it, thinking it like that it's funny that I think that. And he says, no. And I'm like, well, I can't see what you look like. Well, what do you look like? And he responds to me, he says, well, I have blue eyes. At like saying it like, is that sufficient for you? You know, like that's what you know what I look like. And that's like the only description that he gave me. And I said, okay, well, like what are you? You know? And he's like, well, kind of seeing that he has several different things to be called or ways to be called. But he goes by one that he showed me, and he said, look at that sign over there. And it was kind of like a billboard sign within this like city that we're kind of flying through. And the billboard was just in red letters, and it said Barachiel. And he's like, can you remember that? And I said, I think so. And he said, okay. And he had me repeat it, and he's like, okay, what was that? And I repeated it to him. He's like, okay, yeah. Oh, that's what they called me. Some people call me that. So, but he said it as if like that wasn't really his like identity, but that he's called that he goes by that, or like maybe he had another thing that he went by. It was very confusing. I was like, okay, so all right. All of a sudden, I kind of feel like a like bit of breeze, and then the sun on my skin again. And then I remember that I'm outside, and that I was like, because I'm so like into this, like what's happening. And then I remember, oh my God, I was fucking taken out of my room. But I feel myself kind of being floated back into like my room. And I know it's my room because it smells like my room. And I just had sprayed the lemon pledge dusting my dresser when this happened, and I could smell it in my room. And I remember like, okay, I'm back in my room, and I could feel like my bed underneath me. And he kind of stayed with me, like in I guess kind of like in an embrace, but not like it was like his presence was there, not like his, you know, but like I knew he was there. But it seemed like he knew me well, which was like, I don't know, it's kind of a weird feeling. Like when you try to maybe like when you have like a best friend, for instance, and they know things about you without, you know, you saying it or whatever. It's kind of like that. Like he knew things about me, and I was very confused by the whole thing. And as I'm laying there, he's like, okay, do you remember those letters? And I repeated the letters to him that he had showed me on the sign in the city. And I was like, yeah. Okay. And he was like, okay, remember who you are, remember who you were. And I was like, what? And he was like, remember who you are, remember who you were. And I woke up. And when I woke up, I was like underneath my blankets, like in my bed, like with, you know, when you pull the sheets back and you cover yourself up, I was covered in, like tucked into my bed, which is crazy because I wasn't in my bed. I was cleaning. And so I just started crying. I started crying because I was panicked. I went in, like, checked my kids. My kids were just fine sleeping. And I just started crying because I just didn't know what happened. You know, it was like I couldn't explain it. And I was scared. And I was just kind of baffled, like, what the hell just happened to me? You know, did I dream? Did I think this? How did I get in my bed from here? Did that really happen? Did that mean that really happened to me? I think that, you know, the whole point of me, like, going from standing in my bedroom to this happening and then me being tucked in the bed made this, like, when I came, like, out of this, like, weird, you know, like, I don't know, like, drugged up state that it felt like I was being, you know, drugged up or whatever. It kind of made it real to me, like, oh my God, did something actually happen to me? How did I get from here to there? And so I just didn't say anything. I didn't say anything to anybody at all because I was so panicked. I couldn't think of the letters. I was like, what the letters that he said, to try to Google it, to see, you know, what that was or whatever. And I didn't tell anyone because I thought they were going to think I was crazy. And this actually happened to me. And I didn't want to, like, I guess people to dismiss the experience and be like, yeah, fucking right, you know? And, like, it really happened to me. And so I thought, there's no way that this is real. There's no way that this shit actually happens. So, like, maybe, like, muscle memory or something. Maybe I had a stroke or, I don't know. Maybe was I locking my knees when I was standing? Maybe I just got, like, kind of dizzy and I, you know, don't remember. Did I have, like, a momentary, like, did I have some weird, you know, like, disease that makes you just kind of hallucinate or but this never has happened before and it has not happened since. So a couple months go by. And I'm in my backyard and all of a sudden it hits me, right? I feel this kind of like this like tingling warm sensation and it hits me, the letters. I remember the letters and I was shaking and I was like, ah, I don't want to fucking Google it. I don't want to Google it. I'm so scared. I was so nervous to see it was going to be like a crazy demon or like some kind of crazy alien or something. And I was so nervous, right? So I type in BARACHIEL and I search. And what came up was insane to me. What came up was that this is one of the seven archangels. So yeah. I just couldn't, I couldn't believe it. He is, known to be, I was reading about him, known to be kind of funny, to have like roses for like his, symbol and stuff. And let me just say this. I grew up super, and we talked about this before. I grew up super into like the church. Okay. Super into whatever. Until I became a Catholic, they kind of, you know, talked about angels, like, you know, you have a guardian angel or whatever, that kind of thing. But I grew up, like in a Christian, like environment and, like Pentecostal, they will preach to you hellfire and brimstone. Okay. They will preach to you the like scary shit of it, that the devil is real and he will take your soul, and demons, check. Demons for sure, checkity check, check. Definitely believe in those fuckers. I was scared as fuck. But angels, the only thing I knew about angels was, you know, that my grandma had a little clip in her car that says, don't drive faster than your guardian angel can fly. Right? I didn't know names of angels. I didn't know that there was different things about angels. I didn't know anything about angels, right? Like, at all. And so that there's just no way, because I was thinking, did I learn something in Sunday school about this? Like, and I just had like a weird like thing happen, and I made it up in my head or something, and I just, you know, was I sleepwalking somehow? And so an angel, right? Supposedly this is just an experience I had. I haven't had one since. Hadn't never had one before. Didn't know jack shit about angels. Did a little research about angels, learned a little bit more. Interesting beings. What's even crazier is that, like, I totally geek out on, like, ancient aliens, things like that. They had an episode basically where they talked about, like, what we consider, like, angels or angel beings or whatever, are actually, extraterrestrials. And there's a whole, like, geeky thing that you could do, and you could get like so into this, right? And like just fucking go down the goddamn rabbit hole, right? But the point being is some crazy trippy shit happened to me, and that's my story, right? That's what happened. That really was a thing that really did happen to me. Like I said, it was only one time that ever happened to me. It was like trippy as fucking shit. But so in the years leading to this, starting, it would be in 2009. So I was 19. Okay. So this happened about 5 years first before. Okay. I was with my mom, and I had this like skull and bones wallet, which I loved. And, my ID was in there, and I had it with me. Okay. I had it with me. I got out of the truck, out of her truck. We were at somewhere, at a store somewhere, and I had it with me for sure. Then I realized did I set it down somewhere? It was missing. So I go back out to the truck to try to find it. And I promise you, these are kind of connected. They're kind of connected, but it bizarrely did happen just before, a couple years before this happened. And this was also just one of these really weird things happening. Okay. So I was like, oh, that's weird. My wallet is gone, and I'm pretty sure I had it, but we all misplace our wallets. You know, it's no big thing. It's, you know, so life moves on. I just get a new ID. I get my new cards, whatever, new wallet. Ain't nothing, right? It's all good. It's all good. Okay. But what was weird is that that went missing. And in that month, earlier that same month and the previous month, so the 2 months leading up to my wallet missing, my wallet being misplaced or whatever, or stolen, I guess, I had noticed these lights in the sky when I was driving to work, and it happened every single day, which is like, why on the third time that it happened that I said something to my then fiance, and I was like, hey, did you see those lights outside? Like, they're weird, right? And he was like, no, of course he didn't see them. He was sleeping or whatever, but I was like driving, I was only when I was driving to work, and they were like above, like, I lived at the time in this like kind of hilly town near the mountains, but not like in the mountains, but like the lights were kind of above more the mountain area, right? And they were going like up and down and also side to side, which was like really weird, and then disappearing. And I'm like, maybe it's a tree that I can't see or something. But sometimes they seemed really, really low to the ground and then just disappearing. So I'm like, maybe someone is just playing with a like little drone or I don't know, like whatever. But on the third day in a row, I told Ryan, my fiance, he was my fiance at the time, about this. Okay. So I was like, hey, like some crazy shit's going down out there. And like I said he didn't see it. The next day, it's there again. So I was like, oh, fuck that shit. He's going to see it. So I fucking whip back at home, wake his ass up. I'm like, get up right now. You need to see this. Because I didn't want to be like, I was the only person. So I showed him, and then I called like all my friends that I knew, and I was like, yo, look at the sky right now. It is like, what the hell is that? The people that answered were like, I don't know. That's really fucking crazy, right? That's insane. And I'm like, right? Okay. It's like, not just me. Like, right. That's kind of crazy. So whatever. So that happened. And it goes on for like a couple weeks every single day, right? Which is really weird. Then it just stops and no big deal. And a little while later, about a month, a little less than a month later, my wallet is missing. Okay. Following that, every time I was only when I was alone in a car, or alone in a space, lights just seemed to go out. So like I would be driving and I was like, there's no way. Like this is weird. Like, why are the lights? Why? And at first I was like, oh, probably sensor lights. Every single time I would drive past like a light, while I was driving, burn out like a fucking scary movie, but this is actually happening. So I'm like, oh, it's probably just when they're like all in the same type of thing. And, you know, maybe somebody like ran into one of the boxes or something, and it's just like going out one at a time, right? But this goes on for several weeks, okay? And every single time I'm alone, weird shit is happening only with electronics. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, there's some weird shit, right? And I was trying to tell Ryan about it. I was like, dude, something weird is going on. Like, it's even more weird because it's not really when you're around, but it's only when I'm alone that it's happening. And he's like, yeah, like, you're crazy, whatever. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just like super paranoid and I'm just like tripping, right? So about 8 months go by and life returns to pretty much normal. Except I get a knock on the door one day and I'm alone and I open the door. And there's two guys, men, dressed in like nice suits. And I open the door for them and they're like, hi, we're this person and this person, some type of detective. And are you Terry? And I was like, yeah. And they were looking behind my shoulder and like around, like they were looking around my house, and I was like, the fuck? And the way the little house that I was in was, is that I was on a corner, so I could see like, and where all the windows were, either I could see through the kitchen or the living room, I could see the full corner, and no cars pulled up. Like, I could hear them and I could see them when they pull up. So I'm like, oh, like, where are these fucking guys' car, right? But they're like, oh, like, are you here alone and blah, blah. And I was like, oh yeah, well, for now, like what's up? And I'm trying to just avoid their question without, cause I'm like getting a little bit weird vibes from them. Right. They're being like, really, there's something just weird about them. And then they hand me back my ID, right, that was in my wallet that went missing. And the one time when I didn't know what happened, when I thought I had it and it had happened to disappear. And I was like, oh, well, where did you get this? They're like, oh, well, there was a bus, you know, and And we there's a guy that had all these IDs and yours was one of them. And I'm like, oh, well, why didn't somebody call me? You know? Oh, well, yeah, you know, they did try making calls and stuff. Supposedly they tried making calls, never got a call. None of my family ever got a call. And I never once had to like identify myself like to a police officer or anything like that to try to be like, hey, there was this, you know, big like ID bust or whatever. So I'm like, okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I just thought it was really strange that they sent two really nice, well-dressed investigators or detectives or whatever the fuck they said that they were, to deliver one girl's ID back. And what was even more strange was the place that I had listed as my address was listed from like seven places ago that I had lived. And I don't know, like I moved from that place to like another place, to another place, to another place, to another place, to another place, another place. And that's the place I live. I'm not even kidding. So, and I wasn't on any of the bills. Like my name wasn't on any of the bills. So I don't know how they knew that I lived there. And especially when I found out that they didn't talk to anybody that I knew, like said, hey, she lives here. So how they knew that I lived there, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I guess it probably isn't like that hard to try to like figure that out. But I did think it was really weird that they didn't, you know, like, I don't know, like they came to deliver my ID. Like, okay. And they just gave me a weird vibe. And then when they left, I kind of walked to see what car they would take. Or if they're walking the neighborhood, or like maybe I'm like, maybe they like, how did they get my fucking ID? But like, who are they, really cops? Are they walking the neighborhood? Like, where's their cop car, right? Or some type of government car or something. No. No car. There's no car. And so I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, maybe it's in like one of the blind spots I can't see. I go outside. There's no car. And they're nowhere to be seen. These fucking people, I don't know who they were, brought my ID back. Right? I don't know. It was just really weird. Anyways, that happened. And then about 4 years later, some weird, trippy experience, right? So are they connected? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what, you know, if it's aliens, if it's angels, if it's just some like fucking, maybe like some issues going on in my mind. I don't know, but that really did happen. That actually happened as well. And those people were weird as fuck, and I never found any, like, you know, and I know some investigations obviously aren't like public and things like that, but I didn't find any like ID busts or whatever, where my ID would have happened to have been. And like I said, I for sure had my wallet with me. And it was stolen off me, which I guess happens, you know? But it was just really weird that it happened, you know, like all these kind of happened in a sequence of time. And like I said, this other experience, the one I had when I was 24, like it didn't happen until like obviously years later, but it still kind of threw me off, right? Tell me these aren't like trippy ass stories. And every once in a while, I kind of like think about it. And like, yeah, the more I think about it, it just seems weird as fuck, you know? And so, you know, I obviously did Google search and to see if anybody else had like weird experiences, like with people showing up to like give them back their ID. I didn't find anybody like with that specific encounter, but there are things called like the Men in Black, like actual Men in Black. Like that's a thing. I'm like, this is a joke, right? This is a fucking joke. Apparently not. Apparently not to people that believe that shit. Do I believe that stuff? I would give it a hard no normally. And maybe like years ago I would have. After these experiences that I have personally experienced, I'm going to give it a anything is possible type of thing. Because I cannot explain what happened to me. And I can't seem to find a way to explain it. So the only way that I could explain it is just kind of say, I don't know. I don't know. I guess there's many things. There's many mysteries of the universe that we just don't know about. So with that being said, that's going to do it for today's episode. If you have a freaky story that happened to you, alien abduction story, Men in Black, ghost stories, hauntings, I don't know, but I love that shit. I love hearing. And you know what? It makes me feel a little less loony when there's somebody else out there. And I know there's somebody else out there that has to have had some kind of really unique experience that they can't explain away. So let me know, contact me, DM me, snap me, email me. It's been great, guys. I hope you have a good weekend and I hope you enjoyed the spooky story. And you don't think I'm too insane after hearing all that. This has been your girlfriend Tess. I'll talk to you guys next time.